Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Just last week, the entire state was in a drought. Now meteorologist Brittany Merlo says things are changing with the recent rain.
Improvements have been made, mainly stretching from Richland Center and La Crosse northeastward through central Wisconsin into the Fox Valley and up north towards Rhinelander. 47% of the state was soaked out of drought conditions over the past week, and now those areas sit abnormally dry. Areas of concern are still focused far north, where 14% of the state is in a severe drought condition, and 41% of Wisconsin still remains in a moderate drought. So we need the rain rolling in this weekend, even though it's expected to be light. Every drop counts. A heavier hitting system takes aim midweek next week, which should help. Plus, Election Tuesday's rainfall wasn't taken into account for this update.
Have you ever heard of Coco Ras? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in the state and even throughout the country. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo explains.
It's a unique, nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds, working together to measure and map precipitation. While a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. Coco Ras is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, and anyone can be a part of it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded. Data is then displayed and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Free training is included, and it's easy to sign up for. Just head to civicmedia.us, click the News tab, select Weather, and you'll find everything you need, even a link to affordable rain gauges.
After winning his second term in Congress, Republican Derek Van Orden says he's hoping to work with Democrats on key issues like the Farm Bill and Veterans Affairs. Van Orden told selected media in a video call that he's not willing to let the dairy industry fail either here or in the U.S., so the Farm Bill is his priority to work on. Van Orden defeated Democrat Rebecca Cook by 4 points in the state's 3rd congressional district in this week's election. That's the same margin he won by over Brad Paff 2 years ago. Senator Joan Ballweg released the following statement today after the results of the November 5th election. With the support of my family, friends, and neighbors and colleagues, I am proud to have served the communities of South Central Wisconsin as both a representative and senator in the Wisconsin State Legislature. Throughout my time in the legislature, I emphasized and valued the services that my office provided to our neighbors in the 41st Assembly District and the 14th Senate District. I'm thankful for the opportunity to work with legislative members from both sides of the aisle and governors from both parties to enact policies that benefit the children and families of Wisconsin, support the mental health needs of our state, and fight for the industries that are critical to the district and our state's economy, namely agriculture and tourism. It was an honor for me to serve on legislative leadership in both houses as a member and chair of legislative committees, on the Joint Committee on Finance, and to serve on regional and national organizations, including as regional and national chair of the Council of State Governments, a 3-branch national organization. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the people of the 14th Senate District on Wisconsin. Voters in many parts of Wisconsin were deciding on more than who will represent them. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
All across Wisconsin, school referendum questions were on the ballot, with over one quarter of districts asking to go over their local tax levies. Over one quarter of districts asked a total of 138 questions for a total of over $4.2 billion to pay for operations and facilities. The majority of these ballot measures passed, highlighted by Madison passing 2 questions for a total of $607 million. State Superintendent Jill Underley said that too many communities were forced to ask for more local property tax dollars to simply pay the bills, and that the state legislature has underfunded public education in Wisconsin for too long. Underley said that the next biennial budget is another opportunity for Wisconsin legislators to properly fund school districts. Both the 120 districts going to referendum and the 138 questions asked on ballots are records. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
There were several school referendums in the area Tuesday. Among those that passed, the Ithaca School District passed an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for 4 years. The Lafarge School District passed an operational referendum to exceed the revenue limit by $300,000 for 3 years for a total of $900,000. The Iowa Grant School District passed a $1.2 million operational budget, and the Wisconsin Dell School District passed a $4.5 million capital referendum. Both referendums for the Madison Metropolitan School District passed. The operational referendum will give the district $100 million, and the capital improvement referendum will give the district $507 million. The Reedsburg School District had split results Tuesday. Voters approved a $14 million facilities referendum for improvements at its high school, but rejected the district's $16 million non-recurring operational referendum request. And residents in the Baraboo School District said no to an $85.7 million capital facilities referendum. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to report any black bear den locations across Wisconsin to help with an ongoing study on black bear reproduction. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each bear management zone, and these estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models used in each zone. Additionally, researchers are investigating a connection between consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction, since diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. The study will be entering its fourth year of surveying occupied dens in the Wisconsin Bear Range. The research team will take den reports statewide, but is looking for more dens to survey in bear management zones C, D, and E, which cover central and western Wisconsin. The public is encouraged to report as much information as possible about occupied black bear dens without approaching or disturbing them. Public reporting is essential to this project. Bear dens aren't frequently found, so it is important that people report them to the DNR when they do. Reporting dens helps the DNR meet the sample size requirements for the study and increases the accuracy of the black bear population estimate. Helpful information to report to the bear research team includes GPS coordinates, a photo of the den, ideally showing it in relation to its surroundings from a safe distance, a description of the site and surrounding area, any information on the bear and bear activity near the site. DNR staff will collect biological data from these dens, including sex, age, weight, and body measurements. Mother bears or sows will be outfitted with a GPS collar. Collars help staff learn more about bear foraging behavior and locate the sows in the following years. Revisiting the sows will help staff determine the reproductive success of each sow, such as her litter frequency, litter size, and the survival rates of the cubs. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey team will continue to survey dens for the next 4 to 5 years. Over that time, the team hopes to get 100 collars out across the bear management zones, with approximately 20 collars per zone. To report a known black bear den, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form. A former Manitowoc County Sheriff's Lieutenant is accused of embezzling funds from the department. David Remaker will face a misconduct in office charge for allegedly stealing over $5,000 taken during asset forfeiture when he makes an initial appearance in December. The State Department of Justice started the investigation in January when Remaker allegedly walked off with a seat cover during an event in Oshkosh. That eventually led the DOJ to discover the rest of the alleged embezzlement. He was put on administrative leave and left the department at the end of the month. Sheriff Dan Hartwig says the incident is isolated to Remaker and no one else in the department is implicated. Members of the Kickapoo High School student body will be presenting a variety show tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School auditorium. Various types of shows have been performed at the school over the past few years. This year's variety show is a fresh idea. Catherine Miller is the director of the event.
We kind of started after COVID doing an opposite musical and some sort of show on the other year. So last time it was kind of a musical review. This time it's more broad. We're doing a variety show, all vocal things though. So last spring we started talking about ideas. It's a very student-centered project. So the students put forth their ideas on, you know, maybe a theme, and then they put forth some other things that they want to do. So you're going to hear the middle school and high school choir perform pieces on the show, as well as over 20 individual and small group acts.
The theme of the show is Can't Stop the Feeling from the movie Trolls, but the students have chosen a wide variety of music.
They kind of have their own free range of what they want to do. So you're going to hear everything from Eras of the Crooners with like Fred Astaire and Ethel Merman and all the way up to Adele and musicals and classic rock. So it's just going to be a fun variety of all kinds of music.
Catherine Miller likes how the variety show gives more students the opportunity to showcase their talents, which may have not been possible in a musical stage production.
Musical like is amazing. It's an amazing experience for the students. It's an amazing, you know, just opportunity for them. But also this project allows more kids to shine because, you know, musicals always have a limited number of lead parts. And so what I like about this is that the students have more invested in it and what they get to choose for music, as well as more kids getting to shine.
The Kickapoo High School Variety Show will be held tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Performances will be at 7 both nights. Everyone is welcome to attend and enjoy the great music performances. You are also welcome to sing along. Admission to the event is free will offering, with half of the donations going to the food pantry. The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School will be presenting Grease, the School Edition, tonight through Sunday in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Grease is a successful Broadway musical that was made into a 1978 movie, which is still popular today. The story is set in the 1950s at Rydell High, featuring the two main characters, Sandy, played by Maddie Muller, and her love interest, Danny, portrayed by Grayson Banker.
It's a very different role than anything I've done before. It's been really fun fitting into it. And it's kind of similar to how a lot of people my age are. I mean, he's a high schooler, 17. I mean, he's that guy you want to be. So, I mean, it's been pretty easy to fill in that role.
Along with Sandy and Danny, many supporting actors and crew members help make this musical an entertaining production to see.
We've got about 40 actors and actresses, and then about 10 on our stage crew. It's definitely a big step up from last year. It's helped us a lot. Having that stage crew, you know, they're able to do things that, you know, cast members had to do last year with moving props around, moving the set around. So they've been awesome for us, and having those numbers, it's great.
The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School production of Grease School Edition will be performed in the Richland Center High School Auditorium tonight and tomorrow night at 7. Sunday's performance will be presented at 2. Tickets are $10 for adults and will be available at the door. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Tom Even.